It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Despite predictions for a speedy session in which nothing of substance was accomplished, the 2014 legislative session has had plenty of controversy. Governor Terry Branstad was my guest on IPR's River to River yesterday. One of the big issues, confidential settlements of more than $500,000 made to laid-off state workers. Branstad is sticking by Mike Carroll, director of the Iowa Department of Administrative Services and a Branstad appointee, who denies that laid-off workers were offered money to keep their settlements confidential.
He assured me that there was no additional money provided for people agreeing to confidentiality, but I told him I was very upset because my administration has taken a strong position for openness and transparency, and I felt that confidentiality agreements are wrong. And he apologized for that and assured me that this will never happen again.
So an apology, you don't see this, though, as grounds for termination?
Well, at the time, I was not aware of it. And that's, no, I guess my feeling is, if it ever happens again, against when I have a clear directive in the executive order, then we will see, as I said, heads will roll.
Branstad says the legislature has a chance to keep such settlements from ever happening again by approving legislation that covers lawmakers and the judicial branch. He says there are tens of thousands of state employees, including a few bad workers in the system, some of which Branstad admits were fired for very serious allegations. I asked him how many of these instances he knew about.
Well, I don't know all the instances because I mentioned these because they have been in the public. The Des Moines Register has written stories about them. There are others that we don't know about because they're confidential under the law. That's why I want to change the law so that the public would have a right to know why individuals are terminated and what kind of settlements there might be. I just believe when we're dealing with, I know these things happen in the private sector all the time. You have confidential settlements, but we're talking about the public sector and the use of tax dollars, and I don't think they should have any place here. My executive order takes care of the executive branch of state government, but it doesn't take care of the other branches or local governments, and I believe it all should be open and the public should have a right to know. And as I understand the bill, it would be retroactive to 2004.
And how many of these were reported to you? You read about them all in the Des Moines Register?
Yeah, I can only talk about ones that are in the public purview. And those have been written about in the media. But there are others, in some of which are just people that haven't done the job, that haven't showed up for work or whatever. But there are others that include things like discrimination, sexual abuse, or child abuse, or elder abuse. And those things are things that we need to take very seriously.
As for the session so far, Branstad says he remains optimistic about his complicated Connect Every Iowan Act that he says would expand broadband across the state. His anti-bullying legislation has run into some snags because of differences of opinions on funding. The governor says his anti-bullying summits the last 2 years have done a lot to educate the public. He also says he's been educated on the issue of medical marijuana by mothers of children with epilepsy. He also tells me he's talked with governors in Utah and Alabama.
It looks like we could end up with something that's very limited in focus, like has passed recently in Utah and Alabama. And I'm certainly working with legislators to see if there's a possibility to work something out on that before the legislature adjourns.
Would you sign a bill like that?
I would if it is. I guess I have a lot of respect for the governor of Utah and what they've done, and I'm going to visit with the governor of Alabama, and I'm working with the legislature to see. And the big thing I want to talk with law enforcement and our people that deal with drug abuse to make sure this is not something that's going to create problems for them. But it appears that a very limited proposal like this could be worked out.
That's Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad. He was my guest on yesterday's River to River. You can hear the full interview at our website, iowapublicradio.org.